Welcome, guys, to another episode of
Flowers and Rosé Podcast.
We're back.
Hey.
So exciting.
Absolutely. All right.
So I think everyone knows how we're going to start today's episode.
With the flower, of course.
Yes.
We got Huckleberry Soda number 5. Of all names, I love it. It's an indica leaning. It is sitting at a 27.39%. It's a nice flower. Its known effects is to be relaxed, happy, euphoric. Also helps with stress. And we're going to move on to the rosé that we're sipping on. What we sipping on, Ash?
We're sipping on Babe Rosé.
Yeah.
With bubbles.
From a can.
From a can. Yes. We are drinking canned wine today. This wine was created by the Fat Jewish.
Fat Jewish.
Who we love from Instagram. He's very funny.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, you know, we like a sparkling rosé, so we figured let's give it a try. What are your thoughts?
I like it. You can smell how sweet it is from as soon as you pop the...
The moment you crack the can.
Yeah.
It's definitely very sweet. I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. I would not try it again, for sure.
Yeah, I do think, though, one thing that I will say about the box that the cans came in.
Yeah, it's a 4-pack, I believe.
Yeah, it's a 4-pack, and it did say that it is, like, one can equals 2 glasses of wine. And I'm like, who's pouring? Because it does not equal 2 glasses for me.
Or me.
Yeah, it equals more like a half a glass. Yeah. So is this one can
that
I'm
correct.
Drinking
one
right
can,
now?
One can, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's half a glass of wine.
I agree.
For sure. I've only taken 2 sips. And it only comes in a 4-pack, as far as I know. I've never seen
it. I've only seen it in a 4-pack, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know about that, but the actual taste of the wine is good. Obviously, we like it because it's bubbly. It's very pink.
Very pink. I was about to say that. Pink all day. Drink pink all day. Rosé all day. Hey. So, I also recognize that the price wasn't bad. It was like $9.99, but not bad at all. I did not look at the alcohol percent. But we'll look that up and we'll post that on our Insta.
For sure, that'll be on the Instagram as well. But yeah, I think if we're going to rate it, so I'm going to give it... Let me take another sip first. Hold on.
You do that. I'm going to go ahead and give it a 4 out of 5.
A 4?
Yeah, I really like it.
Okay.
I didn't think I would. I'm not sure why. I guess because, you know, when we grab a bottle of rosé off the shelf, the bottle jumps out at us. And even though this is in a can, it did not jump out at me. But what did was a photo of the Fat Jewish next to it promoting it. So I was like, all right, I'll try this out. So here we are.
Wait, there was a photo of him?
Yes.
He looks hilarious,
with his
doesn't he?
Ponytails in the smack middle of his head. Absolutely. Yeah.
When I was giving my mom a little sneak peek and telling her what wine we were going to be drinking this week, I was like, yeah, you know, the Fat Jewish. And she was like, what? And I was like, I'm not like being racist or something.
That's what he goes by.
Yes, that is his at name on Instagram. And so I went to his Instagram and showed her a picture of him. Yeah. And it was like a funnier picture. Like it was like him in like a Speedo or something.
Oh, she
was like,
who is this that's guy? What he does. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I thought that was hilarious. And she was like, well, I was like, we usually choose it based on the bottle, but this time we chose it based on the creator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what jumped out at me. So here we go. Let's enjoy it and let's get into the pot topics.
All right, guys, so we're going to start this week's pot topics with a political topic.
But something we've never done. It's the first time. We never talk politics.
Do you count talking about the royals as politics? Not American
politics.
That's
entertainment.
That's entertainment.
Yeah, well, to a certain extent.
True.
Because we're the royal family. We want to know.
Yeah. But it's UK politics.
Yeah,
but over here, it's just entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
All right, guys. So this week, we're going to start by talking about Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
Who apparently is considering running for the governor of California seat.
Yeah, I read that.
That is honestly crazy to me. I am over the idea of celebrities being like, let me run for office, if I'm being honest. Because then it really is just a popularity contest. Because what political things have you done that you can even state when you're running for office? Literally nothing.
She is following down in the footsteps of others. I mean, back in 2003, Arnold Schwarzenegger ran for governor.
Same seat.
Yeah. And before that, in a different city and state, I believe it was Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, who was a retired WWE wrestler, also ran for governor of Minnesota.
Did he win? Do you know?
He did. He was a governor. Yeah. So it seems to be a pattern happening in Hollywood where they feel like I could do better than the one that's in office, because I read an article about Caitlyn and she was speaking on how she wasn't happy the way the shutdown and how everything is working out for the state of California. She's not happy with it. So there was talk about her possibly running for this position back in February, and she kind of silenced everyone. But here we are now in April and there's more talk about it. So there you go. We'll see what happens.
It's honestly crazy, but I'm going to read you my favorite tweet.
Okay.
That came from this, right? At Mara Lee 727, I'll give her a shout out, said, "With all due respect to Caitlyn Jenner, the last time we had a failed reality television star with a bloated sense of self in political office, over 500,000 people died and we couldn't leave our homes for a year. Also, you supported that guy, so no."
She absolutely did support that guy for 2 years at least. I think in 2018 is when she was like, enough is enough with the Trump administration. And I feel like it came down to that because she wasn't happy with the ban on transgenders playing sports.
Yeah, that was at least playing, that was the platform sports.
Right.
That she stood on for sure. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I understand that it's easier to feel empathy when you're a part of an out group, but like, what were your thoughts on that before you came out as trans?
I agree.
What I mean?
I agree.
Because I don't think that's fair.
Totally agree.
I don't know. But someone else did say, I can't remember who, but I definitely saw a tweet that said, like, Caitlyn Jenner may be trans, but she does not represent us at all. And I was like, okay, trans people have spoken.
They have. And we'll see how the run for governor works out for her.
But I don't see that happening. But speaking of political offices, I also saw on Instagram this morning, like, The Rock posted this himself.
Yeah, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Love him. Posted it from Newsweek saying 46% want Dwayne The Rock Johnson as president. And then underneath it says at least 46% of Americans would support a presidential run from Dwayne The Rock Johnson, according to a new poll.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, not surprised. Again, you have celebrities ahead of him. Who we spoke of, Schwarzenegger and Jesse Ventura and others, I'm sure. So we'll see what happens.
This is different. This isn't like running. I mean, I don't know what governors do, but this isn't running for governor. This is president. Yeah. Not that he's even saying that he's running.
Right. But the fact that he put it out there is.
The fact that almost half of the country is saying that they would support him running for.
He seems so generous, though. He seems like he would be a good fit for that job. I mean,
I love him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't even know what his political ideals are.
Neither do I, but we'll just sit back and watch. We'll see.
Because I'm just saying, like, people are saying, oh, yeah, if he were to run, I would support him. Support him in what? Is he Democrat or Republican? Like, I don't know.
Anything. Yeah. Like, student debt, Ash. Were we just talking about that last podcast?
So I don't know. I don't know if I'd support him, but I do love him. And assuming that politically we align, I would support him.
I have not supported him in his new TV show that he had most recently
Young
released.
Rock.
Yeah, I tried and I know.
I didn't even try. Is he in it? Does he do the voiceovers?
I don't recall because no.
He's not in it, I don't think. I think it's just about him.
Yes, correct.
I have not even given it a try. Yeah. I mean, I would give it a try because I do like him. But eh.
For someone who doesn't watch TV, sounds about right.
Exactly. So sorry, Rock, but
nothing personal, guys.
I would be very interested if he were to run. I would listen to what he has to say. Like, I wouldn't write it off as quickly as I'm kind of writing off this Caitlyn Jenner thing. I just don't know who Caitlyn Jenner supporters could possibly be, because the Republicans who I imagine would have supported her before probably, honestly, I don't know, but probably wouldn't now that she's like trans and speaking out against. Well, Trump is not in office anymore, but she spoke out publicly against Trump, and Republicans seem to be afraid of him. So I don't know who's going to support her. And then we're also hearing from, well, obviously Democrats who are not Republicans, who are probably not going to support her. And then trans people who probably on either side probably won't support her. I don't know. why you'd even bother.
Again, it's going to be interesting to watch in the future. So we'll stay tuned to that and keep our listeners posted on,
on updates. The
updates. Yeah.
That sounds good. All right. So next on our pod topics.
I love it.
We will just be talking a little bit about Jimmy Fallon. Did you hear? Okay, so let's start at the beginning.
Let's do it.
Jimmy Fallon, maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks ago, I don't remember, uh-huh. had Addison Rae on his show. Do you know Addison Rae?
I do now. You don't only have TikTok. Because
Kardashians.
Yes.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, but it was like the last episode that they most recently aired of the last season that is taking place now. It they were like intimidating. They were interrogating her. They wanted to know because she's really close to Courtney. So Kim and Khloe were interrogating her and trying to get to know more about her because she's just been in Courtney's life since the pandemic started. So, but yeah, so let's get into Jimmy Fallon. But I watched a video of, or the snippets of the TikTok dances, but she didn't create these dances.
That was the problem. So like he invited her on the show
uh-huh.
and she taught him how to do like 10 sure. TikTok dances or uh-huh. something like that. And people, especially on TikTok, were really upset about that because it's a common thing where these more popular TikTok stars are getting invited and getting exposure for doing dances they didn't even come up with. And they're not like crediting the people who came up with it. And I think the problem was is that they didn't even mention the people who started the dance or play the video of that person doing the dance. And I think it's very common that that happens to Black creators
uh-huh.
a lot on TikTok. Yes, a lot does. Of Black creators are not getting the same hype that creators of other races are getting. So to have a very popular TikTok star on makes sense for Jimmy Fallon, mm-hmm. but you should credit the people who came up with it, obviously.
I agree.
So after the backlash, he then turned around and had them on the show, which okay. is what we're getting at, which was, I think it was a good thing to do, but a lot of the responses was like, okay, so he had her on to teach him these TikTok dances, but all he could do was invite the actual creators over Zoom. And I'm like, okay, like,
oh, that is a slap in the face to some extent.
Of,
yeah,
kind of. But here's my thing, right, is that people are like, that's not enough. And maybe it's not enough,
mm-hmm.
but he did something that we, I'll say we, universal we, thought was wrong. He listened to your backlash and he tried to right his wrong. I'm not going to fault someone for that.
For trying, at least. And that's yeah. all you ask anyone to do is at least try.
Exactly. Right? Like, he could have just ignored it and moved on.
Absolutely.
But he didn't. He tried to fix it. And also, because it was a mistake and not something that was planned, it's something that he had to throw together in 1 second during a pandemic.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like it's normal where he could be like, get on a plane, guys. Come on over here. Like, all those little Black kids' parents was not about to let them get on no plane and go to Jimmy Fallon.
Not unless he was paying for it, but yeah, probably.
But still,
not.
Like, right. I during a pandemic, like, I wouldn't want my kid to get on a plane. Oh,
not at all. I wouldn't go any damn where during a pandemic.
Exactly. So I'm like, guys, give him a break. I just don't like the idea of, like, if someone is trying to right their wrongs, criticizing them for that. Like, at the very least, they listen to you and they're trying. And that, to me, means a lot. And I think that if we start, I don't think disparaging is the right word, but it's the first one that comes into my head. Okay. If we start like disparaging people for trying to do the right thing, then what motivation is there for people to do the right thing?
There will be none.
Exactly.
I can't do anything. Can't please everyone. And that's unfortunate because you cannot, but at least you're trying.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. And people were like, look, he should have brought them on in the first place. Like, yes, he should have, but he's writing it. He's fixing it or attempting to. And that, yeah. That's the point. I think that's the point anyway. So I was glad to see that. And I'm very happy for the creators of those dances that they got their little time
all
to shine. No, I think maybe one of the groups was like 3 white guys or something. Okay. But the other 8 people were mm-hmm. Black.
Okay. Clever.
Yeah.
Clever.
People are good at these little TikTok dances. I do not know how to do any of those TikTok dances. I know how to do this one.
I don't even know. If it wasn't for you to send me this stuff, girl, I wouldn't know shit about TikTok and the dances and the videos.
I love TikTok. I'm obsessed. I started it during the pandemic, and now I'm one of those old people who loves TikTok.
Mm.
I know. It's a thing on TikTok.
That is funny.
The little kids are always asking us, like, what are you doing here? And it's like, that's rude. That is rude. That hurts my feelings. I'm not that old.
The 12-year-olds are asking if I...
Basically.
What you doing here, girl?
Yes, I feel personally attacked. Anyway, next on the list.
Yeah, what we got?
Now, this one was a happy one to me, but people ruin everything.
Am I going
to
love it?
I don't know. So, this is Krispy Kreme.
Of course, I'm going to love it. Who don't love Krispy Kreme, especially when the hot light is on?
I agree with you. So, Krispy Kreme has now said in over, I think, almost 400 stores across the country that if you show your vaccination card, they'll give you a free glazed donut every day for the rest of the year.
Okay.
They're trying to like bring awareness to the vaccine and like encourage people to get it and celebrate the people who have gotten it. And I thought that was so funny and so cute.
Shout out to us.
For being vaccinated. Yes. Shout out to us. But I thought that was clever and I thought it was cute, but they're getting backlash from it.
Yeah.
Because people are saying that like, obesity. God, we're trading one problem for the other. Uh-huh. I'm like, you cannot possibly say that. But you cannot compare the pandemic to obesity.
You cannot. But I get why people are saying what they're saying in regards to it. But listen, whether they give me a free donut because I got the vaccine or not, if I want a Krispy Kreme donut, whether the light is on or not, I'm going to go and get me one, two, or a dozen.
Exactly. It only costs $1 for a donut. Like,
right.
If I want one, I'm getting one vaccine card or not.
Yeah, so that it is stupid, but I hear what people are saying. And the fact that our Krispy Kreme donut is right across from a hospital.
With a drive-thru. Right. You don't even got to get out the car.
It is what it is. We'll move on. But people, yeah, I mean, if you don't want the donut and you don't want to deal with obesity, then don't go get a Krispy Kreme free donut because you got the vaccine, or go get it because you want a dozen donuts, especially when that hot light is on. No judgment here. Again, we pass joints.
Exactly. And I just feel like people... You're right. If someone wants a donut, they're going to get a donut.
Right.
And the vaccine card ain't changing that. Mm-mm. The Krispy Kreme line has been out the door. I ain't never seen that drink short.
Never.
So I will not shout out this person because I do not agree with what they said. But listen to how extreme this tweet was.
Okay.
He says, Krispy Kreme offering free donuts for getting vaccinated is like Marlboro offering free cigarettes for getting a flu shot. Like, what?
Exactly. Dun, 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 dun.
How does that even go together? None of that makes sense.
It don't. He just wanted to hear himself talk.
Seriously. So I'm like, you know what? I'm over these people. I think that it was very nice of Krispy Kreme to offer that.
Absolutely. No one else did it.
No. And
I would love a free broccoli cheddar cheese suit from Panera. Because I got my vaccine.
Panera, step up. Or even a free bagel. I take an Asiago bagel.
Any day.
Every day.
Yes.
I would probably take that one up more than I take up Krispy Kreme.
Exactly. I'm with you on that one. Girl.
So, but people would be coming for Panera, and I know they don't want that. All right. You ready for another one?
I am.
Okay. So next on our list is a very, very cute story.
Yes.
This one is about a cute little first grader named Cameron Gardner.
Shout out to Cameron Gardner.
Yes. So she made a request to Old Navy to please put actual front pockets on girls' jeans.
They were putting fake ones on.
I hate those fake pockets.
I don't go into Old Navy. I don't shop at it.
I exclusively buy my jeans from Old Navy.
Oh, okay.
I also like Fashion Nova, but
okay, yeah.
For my like almost my entire life, especially my entire adult life, I only get Old Navy jeans.
So because you get Old Navy jeans, are the women's pockets fake or real?
Usually fake.
Oh, wow. Them too.
And the ones that are real are so shallow. Like, I can barely even get my keys in there if I wanted to.
Okay, you're going to have to write a letter to Old Navy for the women's section now, girl.
For real. Because that has always been an annoying thing to me is how, like, why do you think that guys need pockets and girls don't?
Yeah, what is that?
It don't make no sense.
We gotta hide our tampons somewhere in our pocket. I'm just saying, women wear them.
True. And also, like, if you're gonna go out of your way to make a fake line of where the pocket should be, you might as well just give me the actual pocket.
Exactly. That's lazy.
It don't make no sense.
But shout out to Cameron. She's smart. And she was like, I just want to collect unique rocks and put them in my pocket. And I cannot do that if there's a fake pocket there. So I love it. I did read the article about it. So that was really cute.
Yes, I loved it so much. So, yeah, we love you, Cameron. She's a woman making change.
At six.
Yes, I love that.
Future so bright.
She's a boss bitch. She's a boss bitch for sure. Okay, let's see what's next on our list. Okay, so next on my list is Kid Cudi and his performance on SNL.
Yes.
So.
Your thoughts?
Kid Cudi performed two songs. I will be 100% honest with you. I don't love live performances by anybody.
Oh.
Unless they're like a performer. Like Beyonce's a performer. Right. So you're looking at a show, regardless of whether, I mean, she's Beyonce, so her voice sounds beautiful.
Always gonna put on
but
a show.
She's performing.
Right.
You know, like I'd rather watch that than watch like someone just like stand there and sing kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing against Kid Cudi. I don't want Flora coming for me.
She will definitely come for you. That is her boo.
But so nothing against him. Like I had nothing against his performance at all. But the actual singing part of it, I was like, okay. But I like what he was doing with his outfits in both of the performances.
Yeah.
So like in one, I'm not even gonna hold you, he was wearing a very beautiful like T-length dress.
Yes, I did watch. I saw.
It was actually such a pretty dress. And I was like, okay, so let's start with why he was doing these things. So he dressed in a way to pay tribute to Kurt Cobain because it was like the same week in April that he had died 20 something years ago. So both outfits was like a shout out to Kurt Cobain. And the first one, that like green sweater, was kind of like a matchy green sweater to one that Kurt Cobain had worn a similar performance. And then the dress, same deal, like Kurt Cobain had wore a dress in a performance. And it was floral. It looked very similar to what he was wearing.
Right.
Except it was very clearly just like he threw on a 90s sundress. Whereas Kid Cudi had like Marc Jacobs design a beautiful dress. I don't know if it was Marc Jacobs, I should say that. But he had like a designer like tailored this dress to perfectly fit him. And it fit him very well. And it looked so good with his tattoos. Like I was like, I'm loving this vibe that he's giving me right now. But I like that it was in tribute to Kurt Cobain. I thought that was very nice.
The only song I know from him is Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Kurt Cobain?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I don't know. Not a single song.
That's the only one I know.
I just know when I was younger, probably in high school, I remember reading his suicide note.
Okay.
And thinking it was so sad.
Yeah.
But I mean,
in which it was.
Yeah, of course. But I feel like was he in Nirvana?
Yes, correct.
Oh, look at me.
Look at you. Lee.
But I don't know any Nirvana songs.
And he was married to Courtney Love.
I know that.
Okay.
From the suicide note.
Yes. Okay.
Also from pop culture.
Yes.
So was Nirvana the one with Dave Grohl? Because I think I like him.
Don't know because you lost me.
Okay.
All I know is Kurt Cobain.
We'll ask Alexa later.
There you go.
I really don't know.
She'll tell
but,
you.
I saw Dave Grohl in something and I liked him. And I think they were in the same band. Yeah, so I like that it was a tribute to him, and I liked that. I just like when guys feel comfortable enough to wear whatever they want to wear
in their own skin. Yeah.
Yes, it just makes such a difference to me, and it's like a breath of fresh air when it's like, I want to wear this, so I'm gonna wear this, and not like, what does this mean, and is he this or is he that? It's like, no, he just wanted to wear this in tribute to Kurt Cobain, so he did it.
Yeah,
that like freedom and like being comfortable in your own skin makes such a big difference to me. So I'm starting to get a little bit more why Flora loves him so much.
Oh, yes.
Well, I like him more now. I did not dislike him before.
Uh-huh.
But when she was like saying he's cute, I was like,
so you have none of his songs on your playlist?
A couple from a long, long, long time ago. Sure. Like nothing recent.
Okay.
But I do want to listen to this newest album, mostly because I really, really like the cover art.
Oh, okay. I had to peep. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's Man on the Moon 3. We'll give him that shout out as well.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we got one more hot topic for you.
Yeah, let's do it.
This one, it's kind of like we're going back to the very first episode.
To the intro?
Yeah, it's nostalgic. Yes. This one is about Meghan and Harry.
Okay.
So, our fave couple. Are they our fave couple?
At least one.
Yeah, they're the fave one that we've talked about so far on the show.
They're in the top five.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
They have a good vibe. I like them.
Yeah, I do, too.
Anyway, so this week on Fox and Friends, you know, we don't watch Fox.
Womp womp. Yeah.
They came for Meghan and Harry, basically not directly saying, but implying that Meghan and Harry leaving the monarchy was like responsible in some part for Philip dying.
Come on, man. So his age and his health ain't having anything to do with it.
Even though the doctor said that was cause of death.
Right. Wow. These people are bored.
Honestly, I just cannot deal with them. It's crazy to me to say, like, they were saying, like, if you factor in this interview with Oprah, that probably was part of the reason why
he started it.
Yeah. They were like, we heard that he was enraged by the interview. Enraged? First of all, why is anybody telling a 99-year-old man about that?
Why are you even watching
on his deathbed?
Right.
Why would you be like, oh, I know you're dying, but watch this interview. Like, no.
Yeah.
He should have never even knew about it for real, for real. But I think that that is really annoying of them to try and blame Meghan. Like, they're chilling in California. Stop trying to blame them for stuff.
Right. I wonder if Oprah's going to go to the funeral.
I doubt that Oprah's invited to any more
Right? Just for giving it. Just for hosting an interview. Yes.
I'm sure that she is cut off. Because she did go to Meghan and Harry's. Did she go to Kate and Williams?
I don't know.
I feel like she probably did.
She probably did. Yeah, I could see her going.
She's U.S. royalty.
She is.
Yeah. Oprah, I'm sure Beyonce and Jay-Z. I'm sure the Obamas.
Oh, absolutely.
Who else is royalty? I'm naming only black people because that's royalty in my head. Who else is?
Yeah, that's who I would go with. I don't know any other couples.
Maybe J-Lo and A-Rod.
Yeah, you lost me on that one. Wait, were they rumored to like cut off their engagement or something like that?
I thought they were married.
Oh, girl, see? Look. We fans.
Never mind.
Not really.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I would put them in that category. But
right. Okay. Well, I don't know.
I'll put LeBron and Savannah up in there.
You would not put LeBron and Savannah in U.S. royalty?
Yeah, I mean, I like what he's done with his school.
Yeah, I mean, not that he's not doing wonderful things. Right. I just don't know that people overseas care what LeBron and Savannah are doing. I don't know.
That's so surprising.
That I don't picture it?
No, yeah, because he has done a lot for the community, him and his wife.
For the black community.
Yes, and for the world, I think.
For the black community.
Yes. I pay attention to that more than anything, but yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I get that. I mean, maybe, I really don't know. Like, I have no idea. And I'm trying to think of anyone else. I would consider U.S. royalty.
Michael Jordan. I almost said Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
Right. But Michael Jordan, the retired basketball player, hasn't even done what LeBron has done as far as create a school for the inner city youth. I mean, I remember when people were like trying to. Did you ever watch the.
No.
You know,
you already
about,
know the answer to
right,
that.
The Michael Jordan
documentary.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So, yeah, in that documentary, the kids were like lined up to get his shoes and crying for his shoes. And he was like, man, fuck them kids. And I'm like, wait, what? Yeah. My mom is working hard to get my brother a pair of $200 sneakers. And you like, fuck those kids? Like, and you up here just playing golf? No.
Did he say fuck them kids?
He did.
Wow.
He absolutely did. Pulled up the documentary. He most certainly did.
I know that I need to watch that anyway, so it's on the list.
Girl, let me tell you, this list is so long, listeners. I really don't know how long this list is, but it is really long. It's ridiculous how long this list is.
You know what? I'll never run out of things to watch.
You, when are you ever going to watch anything on your list? You know, I mean, like, for your homework assignment tonight, Ash, you must watch this.
You can't put homework on my list for the same night. Right. You can put it on my list, but I will choose when the homework gets done.
Oh my goodness gracious. It's going to be due next week.
This one's going to be due next week?
Yeah, no, I'm joking.
Oh, I was about to say, damn, I'm not ready.
But boy, yeah. Have you even begun to mark anything off the list?
Yes.
Okay.
Like 5 or 6 things.
Give me one example. Dead silence, guys. See that? Exactly. Anyone who's been watching something on their list would have had a rebuttal.
I'm just embarrassed by the things that I marked off my list. Okay.
I am too, and I don't even know.
I'll tell you one of the ones that I marked off my list.
Mm-hmm.
The Greatest Showman.
Okay, hold on. I'll give you that, but let's go off the list I've given you.
Okay, but I don't have it sorted by who put it on there.
It's just a list. You can look at your list and be like, okay.
Except, but I've never seen it, so I won't know that it's something. Okay. I mean, some of them I know because you keep bringing it up. Uh-huh. Life.
Yes.
Coming to America.
You know what, listeners?
I'm embarrassed to even tell people
in,
that.
Right. Please tune in. And, well, as a matter of fact, comment in our next post on our Insta how you feel about actually not seeing Coming to America 1 or the second one.
I'm going to turn off comments on the next post.
And 2, no, you're not. And 2, Life. The most funniest movie so far that I have watched with Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, I mean, Bernie Mac, rest in peace.
Love Bernie Mac.
And Anthony Anderson. It's just, the list goes on and on. I don't know cuz his name, but the dude from Juana Man, he up in there too. And I'm like, you need to watch it.
It's on the list.
Uh-huh. Yes.
It'll be
2022.
Maybe.
I believe it. I'm setting it to that tone. Yeah, it's.
Did we start this list before COVID?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Like years ago?
Years ago.
I don't think so. I don't think I started writing it down years ago.
Listen, I think that's what you were telling me. I don't think you were actually adding it to your list. You were just saying that to appease me to move on. But yes, it's been years.
Because, no, yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. Well, it's on the list. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not on the list because I don't know what it's called. Do you know what it's called, the documentary? I can just put Michael Jordan doc.
It'll
because
pop up.
Everyone knows.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's the only thing that we watched during the daggone lockdown because that was the only thing that was like intriguing to watch at that moment because everything else was about COVID and
true.
It was depressing and unemployment, also depressing.
Yeah. I was just going to say, like, that's why I was asking if I started my list before the lockdown, because I was like, I should have been, like, knocking these out during COVID.
Yeah, but you were busy working.
I was working. Yeah. Okay, I'll give myself that excuse.
Yeah, you were working.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't remember what it's called, but I'll ask TMJ and he'll tell me, because I'm pretty sure he watched it already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Michael, this is in real time, people. I'm adding it to the list in real time. Michael Jordan Doc.
We'll circle back to this, everyone, in like a couple of weeks and just see if she knocked, because I believe it's 9 episodes of that documentary. Let's see if she knocks down at least one.
Well, you know, I'm better at TV shows than movies, and I really don't know why. I don't have a good explanation, but I'm more likely to knock out something with multiple episodes than I am to watch a movie.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Believe in me. Believe in your friend.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
That's why I'm giving you till 2022.
Thank you. Anyway,
uh-huh.
Circling all the way back to Meghan and Harry,
yes,
where we started.
Yeah.
I also read that only Harry is going to the funeral and not Meghan.
Well, she's very, very pregnant. Due late this summer, right?
Yes. But first I was like, ooh, the shade.
Right.
At first I thought, is she not invited?
Ooh.
And then I thought, does she not want to go?
Mm-hmm.
And then I remembered that she's very pregnant.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I'm sure that
that's probably all three.
Probably, because I'm sure I did not want her back. But I did also read in that article, because I looked it up, obviously, and it said that her doctor said that she cannot go there right now. But in that article, it said that their cottage that we talked about in the intro, that they own it.
Oh,
like they paid back the money that the, I guess, sure. taxpayers in the UK would have paid to renovate that.
Uh-huh.
They paid it all back, so now that is their cottage. So I'd be like, excuse me, coming home.
All right now.
That is their house.
Yes.
Regardless of whether or not they have a title.
Home ownership, okay? Or cottage ownership.
Exactly. So I was like, well, that's good. I like that. If they did want to go back, they could.
without security.
Without security, which let's not circle back to that. That makes me angry.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
That's we'll just move on. Crappy.
I agree.
All right, guys. I think that is it for pot topics.
Conclusion.
Yes, it's over. Alrighty, so we are very excited this week to start a new segment, and it's called
Rosebud Replies.
Yay, we're so excited.
Yes, finally, we got some feedback from our listeners, and we're so excited to share it with you. So here we go.
Our first couple emails and DMs have come in. Mm-hmm. So we have three for you. Let's start with the first one. This one comes from Jaya. And I really hope that she didn't want us to not say her name because okay. She did not say that in the letter.
Name droppers on this podcast.
If you put your name in the letter and you don't say my name, we're going to say your name. Yep. Just FYI. So Jaya, sorry. Or not sorry if you don't care. Right. All right. So Jaya says, hi, ladies. I'm a younger rosebud. I think I may resent the fact that she assumes that she's younger. Have we said, you did say how old I was at the very least, Sonia.
And we talked about my old ass knees, so okay. There you go.
Well, then never mind. I'm no longer offended. She says, I'm a younger rosebud, and I think I'll be going back to live on campus in the fall, in parentheses, shout out to Clemson University. Shout out to Clemson.
Okay, where Clemson, is that? North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. South Carolina? North Carolina.
One of the Carolinas.
It's in the Carolinas. Yes. Shout out to Clemson. She says, what do you guys think about some colleges starting to require COVID vaccinations before students go back to school in the fall? I'm loving the show so far. Keep it up. That's very nice.
Thank you.
Yes, we love that.
But I'm definitely in agreement with the vaccines being into play before you go back to class come fall. I don't see why not. I mean, this past year I've seen or heard on the news that this party and no one's. Yeah, I'm here for it. Because clearly, Ash and I have shared with you in the past episodes that we have been vaccinated because due to the fact that we're in healthcare. But I'm definitely here for it, Ash. How do you feel about the kids getting vaccinated before they head back to school?
I agree that it's a good idea. I just think that, especially for college, kids are coming from all over the world to college there. Yeah. And you don't want to have kids congregate together, spread things around, and then take that back home. Like, that's not fair to anybody, especially those kids. So, and I agree, I have seen lots of stuff about like parties happening and becoming super spreader events. So if kids are going to go back to living on campus, I do think it's best that people get vaccinated. My only question is, I wonder, and I don't know, because I'm like way out of college at this point, but I wonder if they're requiring kids to go back to campus in the fall, or if you can choose to do it online, or what the options are.
We'll wait to hear from you, Jaya, you said?
Yeah, it's Jaya.
We'd love to hear from you to find out if that is the case. Also, I'm curious to know if they're taking temperatures. Are they doing temperature checks before you enter the dorm or classrooms?
I doubt it. Yeah. At the very least, not before. Well, probably not at all. But like, that's crazy. You're going to pay someone to stand there and take everyone's temperature as they come and go. Because it's not like high school where everyone has classes at similar times.
Well, not necessarily have someone stand there and actually pay for it. Because there's a office that I'm familiar with. And when I walked through the door, it took my temperature. And I was like, holy shit, this is high tech. No one's standing there with a gun at my forehead. So yeah, you walk through the door.
It's like a security thing.
Yes. And you walk through something and it definitely takes your body temp before anyone approaches you. So,
and then what happens, it's like bam bam bam. But like, you can't do that before you go into the dorm, because like, I live here. If I have a temperature, I still need to be able to go here.
Yeah, but at least for the classroom, at least I don't know, but they're getting high tech with these daggone temperature checks nowadays. I mean, you just walk through a door and it's like, flag, you're at 100, you gotta go sit your ass down
for sure. I think I read somewhere today though that Joe Biden said that by like sometime in May, all adult U.S. citizens should be eligible for the vaccine. And I'm assuming adult means anyone over 18, which would mean that college students would be eligible. So assuming you want to go back to school, at least you'd be able to get the vaccine.
I'm wondering if some of those kids who've graduated at a young age, like 16, 17, who are not considered an adult, that's headed off to college like Doogie Howser type shit. You know what I mean? It's like, can you get your, you know what I mean? Like, some kids are geniuses where they're able to get out of school, high school, a lot sooner than the average age. And so there you have that.
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I feel like colleges have always required vaccinations before you go. And so this is just one to add to the list, I guess, at this point.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add? I'm sorry. I'm about to cut.
No. That was good. I like I said, I'll just wait to hear from you, Jaya, to hear how things go for you this fall at Clemson.
Yeah, for sure. And good luck in the next semester.
And keep listening, girl.
For sure. It's got to be weird to be a college student during COVID. Like, I really enjoyed my college time, and I can't imagine it having been cut short or having to be virtual for a while or something because of COVID. So, like, I really feel for college students right now, but we do hope that you have a good...
Everybody really is affected. Adults, college students, students. I mean,
But, like, adults, when you're in adulthood, okay, you're in adulthood forever now. When you're in college, you're only in college for 4 years to have all the experiences.
Well, some take it to six, but yes, you're right.
I didn't have that luxury.
You weren't a super duper senior?
No.
It's all good though. I don't know.
My parents were like, get in and get out. You got 4 years to do what you need to do because we're not paying for no additional years.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But so, some people take their time and struggle with
things. Oh, I know a lot of fifth year senior graduates. Fifth and sixth and seventh year seniors.
It happens.
But yeah, good luck to Jaya. And thank you so much. You're officially, since we read yours first, you are officially our first Rosebud reply.
Yes, thank you.
So exciting.
Keep it coming, guys. We definitely appreciate the feedback.
100%. Listen in at the end of the episode to hear our email address and our social so that you can send us DMs or emails and keep the letters coming so we can make this a regular installment.
And please do. What else we got, Ash?
Second letter. I think you have the second letter.
I do. From Jody from North Carolina. He writes, "Recent Ash, so excited to be one of your first listeners as you get started. You guys asked for questions from your listeners, so maybe you'll read this on the show. And here we go. Last week, you guys mentioned DMX being in critical condition. And yes, absolutely. Rest in peace. And now he has sadly passed away. He wanted to know, as we mourn the loss of such an iconic rapper, what was your favorite DMX song, movie, and or moment?" For me, Jody, thank you for asking. One of his movies that I absolutely adore and I actually watched last night was Belly, classic hip hop movie. The soundtrack is bananas, so good. And honestly, any song. I was like, for the past couple of days now, X gonna give it to you. It's gonna give it to you. It's been in my head on repeat. And so that is one. But several of his songs that he put out is an absolute classic. And just to side note on that, I don't know if anyone has heard about how Jay-Z, the Carters, Beyonce and Jay-Z, have purchased the masters to all of his music. I mean, what can we say about the Carters, even though this is about DMX, but they go above and beyond. But thank you, Jody. We appreciate your comment and question. Ashley, what's your favorite movie and or song?
So yeah, I agree with you that there are so many songs. Like in these past couple days. Well, I feel like a little while ago when he had his verses, we talked about that last episode. Mm-hmm. But when he had his verses, I was like, oh my God, there are actually so many songs by him that I love. So, you know, we had already touched base on that. But yeah, he does have a lot of good ones. Honestly, they just bring me back to my childhood. Like, I could listen to them all.
I agree.
But my favorite moment, I guess, I would say, well, I feel like my favorite moment is a little bit messed up because it's kind of actually a Gabrielle Union moment. She was on, I don't remember what this, like, I think maybe it's a YouTube show where people go on and, like, eat, like, the spiciest wings. You know?
Okay. Yes. Most recently, right? Like, yeah. I think it's called Hot Ones.
Yeah. Okay. Because I remember Idris Elba's one was like iconic because he was like choking, like dying. But there was one with Gabrielle Union and they were like eating the spicy wings or whatever. And she was talking about DMX. And I just was like, oh my God, this is hilarious. You know, they were in the movie Cradle to the Grave together.
Oh, totally forgot
long,
that movie.
Long time ago. Right. 90s? Never seen the movie. Okay. But I like watching that like clip of people eating the spicy wings because it's funny. Uh-huh. And she was talking about DMX and I just was like, oh my God, this is hilarious. You know, they were in the movie Cradle to the Grave together.
Oh, totally forgot
long,
that movie.
Long time ago. Right. 90s? Never seen the movie. Okay. But I like watching that like clip of people eating the spicy wings because it's funny. Uh-huh. And she was saying about him, like, he obviously had his own trailer and the like assistant whose job it was to go and like give him his scripts, so, like tell him they're ready and stuff like that, stopped going to his trailer. Like everyone was afraid to go to his trailer because one of the PAs had been like bitten by one of his dogs at one point. And she was like, I'll do it, because she's, you know, she's a dog person. So she's like, I'll go get him every time. And she said that she would go to his trailer to record and he would be like, oh, come in, like I'm watching Golden Girls. And they would like sit and watch Golden Girls together. And like, she's like, we would drink some Hennessy or like have a Heineken, you know, just like have a drink.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And like watch Golden Girls together. And I just thought that was such a cute moment because he always,
Golden Girls.
Me too. And he just always seemed like such a hard guy. And so I thought that it was cute that he would sit and watch Golden Girls with Gabrielle Union in between shots. So that's definitely my favorite moment. But like, there's been a lot of moments going around on like Instagram and Twitter lately of him just like, I just love to see what seems to be anyway, a really happy guy. You know what I mean? Yeah. Especially when you're singing such hard lyrics. It's good to see you like smiling and hugging people and praying for people. Yeah. So I'm like, that's just very nice. I love to see it.
He would definitely be missed for sure. His music, his personality.
So sad. But Jody, I think that was a great question and a good way to like remember him a little bit more. I'll tell you another favorite DMX moment, which is not a DMX moment.
Okay.
But like when I was a kid, I don't even know if this is a child-friendly movie, so I apologize if not. But when I was a young kid, me and my grandpa and my brother would watch Down to Earth all the time, which is like Chris Rock movie.
Okay.
Is that Chris Rock?
Not familiar. I've
you never seen it?
Believe it or not.
Chris Rock was a comedian like he is now. And he was like trying to like perform at the Apollo and he was just about to make it big and then he died. And then he came back to life in like a very old rich white man's body. I'm sure you've seen it.
This sounds familiar to me. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like you've seen it. And he comes back to life, like he's like a young black guy, and then he comes back to life, his spirit, in a old white man.
Uh-huh.
And like at one point, he's like, I don't know, riding in a car or something, and he's singing DMX. He's like, niggas want to try, niggas want to die, but he's like an old white
yes,
man.
Yes, I do remember this scene. Yes.
So everyone is looking like some black guys roll up next to him as he's like rapping these like intense lyrics with the N-word.
And they're looking like, this white boy is tripping.
Yeah. Yes. He's like about to get beat up for that. And he's like, this is my joke. Or like, this is my song. And I thought that was hilarious. Also, though, not really a DMX moment, but it's his song. So
yes,
it counts. Jody will let us know if it counts. Respond, yes. Jody, since please you're one
do,
of our.
Since you have already before.
I know. We love it.
Keep listening.
Yes, please do.
Do we have another question from our rosebuds?
I have one more rosebud reply.
Okay, rosebuds reply.
This one did not put a name, and I don't want to read someone's email address on here, so we won't worry about that. But it says, hello from California. I loved your conversation last episode about the Kardashians, and I wanted to know what you guys think about Khloe Kardashian's post about her dealing with body shaming.
Yeah.
There's no name. So,
okay, no name. Well, we appreciate you being a rosebud and listening to the show.
For sure.
How I feel about Khloe's body shaming is, I mean, I'm in agreement with her, but I feel like you're in the limelight. So
for me, it just seems like I understand where Khloe's coming from because of the Kardashians. She's definitely been criticized the most for her body.
Her struggle with her
period.
Body weight. Yeah.
Like, she's the quote unquote biggest one of them because she's a normal height. She's like 5'6" and not 5 foot. You know what I mean?
Oh no, she's taller than that. How she's tall? Like 5'10".
5'10"?
Khloe?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
That's very tall. Okay. I mean, possible. But you know, she's not like, you would think she was 6'4", but it's just because her siblings are like 4 feet. You know, like that has nothing to do with her really, except by comparison. Like, she's the biggest one of them in that regard. And then she wasn't the thinnest one of them, but by no means was she ever like fat.
She's definitely 5'10".
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I get in that regard when you have 1, 2, 3, 4 tiny, skinny siblings, sure, that can become a thing and you can have a complex about that. So I understand how that must suck being in the limelight and having people comparing you to your siblings, and you're just literally not built like them. I feel bad for her in that regard, but I do also feel like for at least the past 10 years, the Kardashians have really set
the tone,
the beauty standard.
Absolutely.
And yes. So it's hard to be like, guys, don't judge me, when it's like, okay, but you guys made this standard.
Exactly.
And now you're asking not to be
judged
in that standard.
What? Uh-huh. Yes, I'm totally in agreement with you.
So that's annoying to me.
Whether you photoshopped or not, it was out there. That's what we as the consumer sees and reads. And we're thinking, how in order for our body to be perfect, we must look and dress like this, which is why so many women are going to get butt implants and breast implants,
cheek implants,
lips and fillers and all that other shit based off of the Kardashians. I don't recall when J-Lo was a fly girl that this was a big thing. Like, it was just her who had a fat ass. And
exactly.
Now everyone has a fake fat ass.
Exactly.
The thighs don't match. It's not real.
No, it's diaper butt.
Yeah. That's exactly. But it does look like diaper butt.
Yeah.
Right.
This is a big, dirty diaper. But I do not ever, honestly, if I have something negative to say about even a celebrity, like a celebrity on Instagram, I would never comment to under their page, because I don't want that to be the one they read that day and then have a shit day, because I don't want anyone to say that to me.
They're also going
to
block you, and you're like, damn.
That's not why I'm not going to do it.
Know,
I'm
not
going to do
you,
it because it's mean.
Some people out there will be affected by that.
Right.
Us.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to feel some type of way. Just keep that in your head. I will never understand why people need to be so rude publicly to celebrities.
I agree. If you don't have nothing nice to say, then don't say it at all. That's how I was raised. I'm sure other people were raised that way. Just keep your nasty ass comments to yourself. I agree.
For sure. So that's just really annoying. And I hate that she has a complex about it. And I hate that if she did like work so hard for the figure that she has now, that people can't just let that be.
Whether she worked out in the gym or she went and had surgery, she worked hard for it.
Right. Neither one of those matter to us. You know, it's just, that's her body now, and let's leave her alone about it. I mean, honestly, her body looks amazing. She got like a little 4-pack going on.
Love it.
She does have a giant butt, but they all have a giant butt. Mm-hmm. I just like, yeah, I'd hate for anyone to really be, to have a complex about their body to that extent, to any extent, really. You know, like, it should just be healthy where you can be okay with the skin that you're in.
Right.
And not have to worry about being shamed or feel like you have to, like, let me do a video so you guys know I'm not photoshopping. And like, you just don't have to answer every troll.
You don't have to answer to everybody. I agree with you on that one.
Like, you know what's you. And I know that it must be hard for celebrities. I know I'm not one, so I can't relate. Yes. I can't relate to that. But I just feel like, and I feel this way a lot of times about Cardi B, like, don't answer everybody. You don't have to.
You owe niggas nothing.
No, your money's still rolling in. Your fans are still here. You don't have to respond to those negative people. Mm-hmm. And I feel the same way about her. You have a lot of money. Spend it on some therapy, girl. Not just Khloe Kardashian. First of all, I feel like everybody in America needs therapy, whether you think you're well-rounded or not.
Facts.
But definitely, if you're rich and you can afford it and you're a celebrity and you're in the limelight, you definitely need some kind of mental help, and you should be in therapy. Yeah. So I think she should do that. And I think that she should talk about this body complex that she has. No matter if we the people gave it to her or not, she should talk to someone about it.
Mm-hmm. I agree. One of the side note on this whole mental health, which is probably something that we should get into another episode, but if anyone listens to The Breakfast Club, which is Charlamagne, DJ Envy, and Angela Yee, Charlamagne is always talking about mental health, especially in the Black community, because it's kind of like a stigma about that.
No, right. It should be normalized. We all need some kind of help.
Period.
All right. So that was our last Rosebud reply.
Thank you, Rosebuds.
Yes. That was actually so exciting. Okay. So this was the very first Rosebud replies.
Yes.
It's nice to get some feedback, know that people are listening and that they care what we're talking about. So that was nice. And we hope to have more of those in the future.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, it's time to sign out for today.
Womp womp. I had so much fun talking to you today, Ash. Every time we record an episode, so...
I hope we have fun other times than when we record an episode.
All the time.
Just making sure.
All the time, bitch. Love you. I love the podcast. I love that we're doing this. I'm having so much fun putting this together. So, yes, thank you.
Thank you. It's Absolutely. A great time, definitely. Okay, so to our rosebuds, thank you guys.
Absolutely.
You should follow us on Insta and also on Twitter at FlowersInRosePod. That's flowers, the letter N, Rose Pod. And that's for Twitter and Instagram.
Please follow.
Definitely. If you're on Facebook, it's just Flowers and Rose Podcast.
Please follow there.
Definitely. And mm-hmm. for our email, it's flowersrosepodcast@gmail.com. That is flowersrosepodcast@gmail.com. There's no accents in email addresses. So just flowers, know, right? Rose.
We'll make that happen, though.
Well, how are we going to make that happen? We're going to contact Google. We'll write a letter
just like Cameron Gardner did. Okay. And we'll tell Apple they need to have that, or whoever. We'll write a letter.
Dear Gmail, please add an accent so that we can have flowers rosé.
As opposed to copy it and pasting it.
For real. You guys don't even know the struggle. But follow us. Send us some Rosebud replies.
Please do. New segment that we are taking a liking to thus far. So
exciting. Anyway, that is it for this week. So we will say
bye.
Bye.